Contract numbers 44809 through 44840 have been advertised in the Advocate, Official Journal of the State of Louisiana, and from the respective parish journals in accordance with and under the provisions of Chapter 2, Title 30 of the Revised Statutes of 1950 as amended. There are no letters of protest for today's lease sale. There are no tracts recommended for withdrawal from today's lease sale. We will now proceed with the opening of bids.
Good morning. We did not receive any bids on tracks 44809 or 44810. We did receive one bid on track 44811, advertised as 341 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 136 acres. 136 acres. The bidder is Hillcor Energy One, LP, Hillcor Energy Company. Hillcor Energy One, LP, Hillcor Energy Company. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $30,600. $30,600, or a per acre value of $225. Annual rentals are $15,300. $15,300. Royalties are 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 44812 or 44813. We did receive one bid on track 44814, advertised as 152 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 18 acres. 18 acres. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $4,050. $4,050, or a per acre value of $225. Annual rentals are $2,025. $2,025. Royalties are 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 44815 or 44816. We did receive a bid on track 44817, advertised as 1,946 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 526 acres. 526 acres. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $118,350. $118,350, or a per acre value of $225. Annual rentals are $59,175. $59,175. Royalties are 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 44818 but we did receive one bid on track 44819, advertised as 101 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Falcon 5 LLC. Falcon 5 LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $20,200. $20,200, or a per acre value of $200. Annual rentals are $10,100. $10,100. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 44820, advertised as 195 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 51 acres. 51 acres. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $11,475. $11,475, or a per acre value of $225. Annual rentals are $5,737.50. $5,737.50. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 44821, advertised as 50 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Falcon 5 LLC. Falcon 5 LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $10,000. $10,000, or a per acre value of $200. Annual rentals are $5,000. $5,000. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 44822, advertised as 2,320 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 281.53 acres. 281.53 acres. The bidder is Cypress Energy Corporation. Cypress Energy Corporation. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $60,810.48. $60,810.48, or a per acre value of $216. Annual rentals are $30,405.24. $30,405.24. Royalties are 21%. We did not receive any bids on track 44823 or 44824. We did receive one bid on track 44825, advertised as 43.2 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 6.45 net acres. 6.45 net acres. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $1,451.50. and 25 cents. $1,451.25, or a per acre value of $225. Annual rentals are $725.63. $725.63. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 44826, advertises 188.1 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 124.8 net acres. 124.8 net acres. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $28,080. $28,080, or a per acre value of $225. Annual rentals are $14,040. $14,040. Royalties are 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 44827 or 44828. We did receive one bid on track 44829, advertised as 940 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 200 acres. 200 acres. The bidder is Byron Energy, Inc. of Delaware. Byron Energy, Inc. of Delaware. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $44,000. $44,000. Or a per acre value of $220. Annual rentals are $22,000. $22,000. Royalties are 21.5%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 44830, 44831, 44832, all the way down through 44836. We did receive one bid on tracks 44837, advertised as 537.52 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 84 acres. 84 acres. The bidder is Riceland Petroleum Company. Riceland Petroleum Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $25,284. $25,284, or a per acre value of $301. Annual rentals are $12,642. $12,642. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 44838, advertised as 1,851 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 129 acres. 129 acres. The bidder is Byron Energy, Inc. of Delaware. Byron Energy, Inc. of Delaware. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $28,380. $28,380. Or a per acre value of $220. annual rentals are $14,190. $14,190. Royalties are 21.5%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 443, 44839, or 44840. And that will complete the opening and reading of the bids for today's lease sale.
Well, it's meant to be a project for us. I'll just put it down here.
You're back. Good. I didn't hold the horse.
No, you had one. Well, some workers, some brokers don't do it. Others do. Yeah. Good. Good. So.
No, they're going to make copies of it. Okay.
Do you have them? He brought them to you?
Yeah. Well,
let's
okay,
read this.
Y'all ready?
Let's
read this
before we get started.
All right. Am I ready? Or do you have to turn me on? All right.
Mics.
I didn't mute. One. Okay. All right. I'd like to call this meeting to order. Can we get a roll call, please?
Mr. Segura?
Here.
Ms. LeBlanc?
Here.
Secretary Harris?
Here.
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Ms. Michu Duga?
Here.
Mr. Height?
Here.
Mr. Hollinshead?
Here.
Okay, that gives us 7 members. We have a quorum.
Great. I'd like to do the Pledge of Allegiance. You all stand, please.
Of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. And I didn't mean to offend anyone when I asked everyone to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. That's right. Well, I didn't want to offend anyone. I've had training last year. So, item 4 is the approval of the December 13th, 2017 minutes. Do I have a motion to approve those minutes? Moved by Ms. Michu Duga, second by Secretary Harris. Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Signify by saying aye. All opposed? Nay. Motion carries. All right. Item 5 is the staff reports. A is the lease review report. Jason and Charles Bradbury.
Mm-hmm. Happy New Year to everyone.
Happy New Year.
Hope everyone had a good holiday. I know New Year's was pretty cold. And I hope that Houdat Nation will be rooting for the home team come Sunday against the Vikings. I sure will be. Chairman, members of the board, I'm here to present the lease review report. All the board members should have a binder containing information related to this agenda. Let's start with how many active leases there are. 1,213 active leases covering nearly 536,000 acres. The G&E staff reviewed since the last board meeting some 96 leases covering approximately 37,000 acres for lease maintenance and development. We have five leases to discuss in more detail today. Now, all these leases I'm going to discuss, they're all Hillcorp Energy. Some may wonder, well, why all Hillcorp? Well, fact of the matter is Hillcorp is our largest leaseholder on a lot of these old vintage leases that are absent a deferred development clause. And in order for them to, for us to get development, we bring them before this board. Let's begin with State Lease 192C, West Bay. The board last reviewed this lease on February 8, 2017. The board adopted the staff's recommendation to accept Hillcorp's report, and they be granted until December 14, 2017 to provide a status update on their activities. By letter dated December 7, 2017, Hillcorp reported the following lease activities. They sidetracked and completed the State Lease 192, number 26, with a producing rate of 321 barrels per day and 169 MCF per day into the six sand at a cost of approximately $5.3 million. They also performed three recompletions and one workover on four lease wells at a cost of approximately $770,000. Each year, Hillcorp provides basically a field report of the daily production, and one of the things I noticed pretty quickly, there's been a significant drop, noticeable decline in production. I guess that could be due to the fact that prices have fallen and they're just not spending as much money in recompletions in the field. But I just thought I'd let you know that their future plans for 2018 include two workovers and one recompletion. The staff is recommending accepting Hillcorp's report and granting Hillcorp until December 12, 2018 to provide a new plan of development affecting the non-productive acreage on the lease.
All right. Do I have any questions or discussion? Do I have a motion to accept staff's recommendation?
So moved.
By Mr. Hike, second by Mr. Cordero. Any public comment? If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. Motion carries.
All right, the next set of leases are, we shift from southeast Louisiana to the southwest Louisiana. We got four leases that Hillcorp operates. First one being State Lease 1170, Hog Bayou Field. Hillcorp reported two recompletions at a cost of approximately $382,000. Their future plans include complete the State Lease 1170 number A13 well. That's a well that was drilled a long time ago but was never completed. Hillcorp has said that they want to complete that well. They've also referenced a comprehensive study is ongoing for a deep wildcat prospect on the west side of the lease, below the existing Libocella 6 production, which is one of the pay sands in the field. Now, they referenced the same in their last year's report, and I think it's time that the reference to drilling that wildcat, I think it's time that Hillcorp make a firm commitment to drill that. So I'm recommending that by April 11th, 2018, that Hillcorp commit to drill their deep wildcat prospect by the end of 2018 or release 20% of the non-productive acreage over this lease.
So for this one and the next two, do you need an approval from us or you're requesting that from Hillcorp?
You can, at the end of these leases, you can make your recommendation to accept them all. It's up to you if you want to do it individually.
Right. No, that's fine.
Yeah.
Jason, what is deep wildcat prospect? What define that?
Well, wildcat's typically where you step out from the typical field production, and it's just a term the industry's used in the past to...
But the deep part of it, what is that? A certain depth? Or?
Yeah, I'm sure this interval is somewhere around 14, 15,000 feet. Then moving on to State Lease 2038 Deep Lake Field. In 2017, Hillcourt recompleted two wells in the field at a cost of approximately $880,000. In 2017, an offset operator by the name of Lalock successfully drilled and offset a well that pulled a portion of State Lease 2038, approximately 9 acres. So essentially what happened here is a company came in and offset State Lease 2038, drilled a well, and then they pulled part of this lease in that unit. Future plans include ongoing seismic reprocessing in anticipation of 2019 drill prospects. Now, one thing to note, those recompleted two wells in the field were not actually on this lease. They did spend money in the field. However, you can't necessarily say it credited to this lease. They did mention, too, in the last year's report about the ongoing reprocessing, and they even mentioned about in 2017 that they would drill a well on the lease. They didn't do that, so my recommendation is similar to the lease prior in that the staff recommends that by April 11, 2018, Hillcourt commit to drill a deep prospect by the year end of 2018 or release 20% of the non-productive acreage over the lease. And what deep here would be in Deep Lake would be around 15,000 feet. Are there any questions on this lease? And lastly, our Redfish Point leases 3306 and State Lease 4011. Basically, Hillcourt reported that a field study is ongoing, not much different from last year's report. Their 2018 plan activity continue evaluation of acquiring some 3D seismic data over the field. Again, that was mentioned in last year's report. And they said they would confirm uphole recompletions on the State Lease 3306 number 15 sidetrack and the State Lease 4011 number 2 well by ongoing mapping and log analysis. And again, since they mentioned about acquiring 3D seismic in the last year's report and they're still contemplating that, I think that we need to give them a deadline, and so I'm recommending that, again, that April 11th date, 2018, that Hillcourt commit to acquire the 3D seismic data by the year end of 2018 or release 20% of the non-productive acreage. And that concludes this report.
All right. The staff is...
Can I ask a stupid question?
Go ahead.
Can I ask a stupid question? Explain to me... As I'm talking about SL 2038, the offset operator successfully drilling an offset well that pooled a portion of the lease.
Right.
Does that mean that this offset operator is going to drill a well, right?
They did drill a well, yes, sir.
And what does that mean in terms of it's non-productive?
Well, there's on State Lease 2038, it's a couple of thousand acre lease. And so there is non-productive acreage on this lease. What this activity that LaLox did is simply credited some more productive acreage to the lease. It's not much, just 9 acres.
But they physically drilled the well.
La Lox did, yes, yeah. Sir. And Hillcorp would have participated by the fact that 9 acres of their acreage, of Staley's 2038.
And that agreement between Lox and Hillcorp.
That would be, yes, sir.
It would be an agreement between those two entities.
Right, in participating in drilling that well, yes, sir.
And if the well is not productive, what occurs?
Some people lose some money.
Well, I understand that.
Yeah.
But my concern is more not the people losing money, but what occurs as far as the well is concerned.
Well, in this case,
plug it? Do they abandon it? Whose responsibility is that then?
Yeah. In this case, this well would have not been a state lease well. This would have been private acreage that La Lox has the lease over. So this, what I'm saying is that this well that was drilled was a unit well, whereby part of state lease 2038 was included in that unit. But the actual well itself was a private landowner's well. So it would be up to that private landowner's lease with La Lox, whether or not in that lease, mineral lease form, there's a requirement to plug that well within a certain period of time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I don't like that answer, but it makes sense.
Because
if in fact the private landowner does not have the legal or financial push to make them plug that well, then what do we have? We have another abandoned well.
And we have that all throughout the state.
Well, I know that. That's the
problem. And those are private wells. Would be private wells. A landowner, he has resources. He can get with Office of Conservation. He can petition the commissioner to send an enforcement action to plug that well.
Could or could not. Does the state have any authority to require that well to be plugged to avoid any type of environmental concern?
The Commissioner of Conservation has that authority, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions or discussion? All right, so the staff has some recommendations on these three Hillcorp issues, State Lease 1170, Hog Bayou Field, State Lease 2038, Deep Lake Field, and State Leases 3306 and 4011, Redfish Point Field. To have a motion to approve the staff's recommendation? Moved by Mr. Cordero, second by Secretary Harris. Any other discussion or questions or public comment? If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed signify by saying nay. Motion carries. I believe that's all the issues for lease review or not.
Yes, I have two items to bring to the attention of the board this morning. My name is Charles Bradbury for the record. And good morning, board members, and Happy New Year.
And smile sure when you say that. You're not smiling when you say that.
Happy New Year. How's that? Better?
Yeah, there you go.
I'm getting warmed up. I haven't done this in a while. Okay. So, getting loosened up.
Anyhow, who are you again? No, I'm sitting. I'm joking.
No, I'm not going to go into that routine. Anyhow, the first matter will require some board action. Daydreams Resources requested staff recognize a force majeure condition affecting State Lease 19930 in Concordia Parish. What happened out here was there was an act of vandalism and potential theft of oil. Conservation, the FBI, the parish police jury, everybody got involved in all of this. Right now there's an ongoing investigation by Conservation and others. Conservation issued a compliance order on Daydreams as well as another operator in the area and shut in the production. hopefully next month I'll be bringing in a force majeure recognition on that other property because it does involve another state lease out here. Anyhow, the staff recognized the force majeure for the period of October 13th through of 2017 through April 11th of 2018. Hopefully by then we will have received more information and be able to update the board further on the matter. As part of the recognition, of course, we're going to require monthly reports from the company, as well as reserving the board's right to rescind recognition of this force majeure. The staff asks that you confirm recognition of the force majeure.
Well, let me, just out of curiosity, they stole the oil?
Yes, sir.
Really? How? Yes.
From what I can understand, he actually caught somebody in the act of changing valves, which you reverse a valve. As for the exact how it got removed from the lease premises, we think it's through the salt water disposal system. The water got trucked from one place to another and sold at the other place and maybe credited to another lease. We don't know for sure. I'm waiting for right now I've just got one opinion of how it happened. So I'm waiting to get additional details before I could actually tell you exactly what happened. But, you know, it was one of these things where there were witnesses on the ground that did see valves that were altered, a flapper valve, which is supposed to be preventing the flow of oil down a certain direction, got removed. So it doesn't happen often, but every so often it does. And once we get a little more detail from conservation and other parties, then we'll probably have a conference with the companies that are involved in this matter, and hopefully we'll get a resolution out of it.
Great. Thank you. Anybody else have any other questions? Mr. Hollinshead.
What volume of oil was missing?
About 600-700 barrels of oil.
And who sold that oil?
Can't tell you the sales purchaser of it. So we've got several parties. There are a lot of moving parts in this.
Okay. Yeah. I'd be interested to know who actually sold the oil to the end seller.
All right. Any other questions? Any public comment? If not, the staff needs a motion to recognize this force majeure for Daydreams Resources LLC. Do I have a motion? Approve staff's recommendation. Moved by Mr. Hike, second by Ms. Michio Duga. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. Great. Item two.
The second item is a report to the board. Clovelly Oil Company. They sent something in twofold, basically, on this. They've requested to make shut-in payments as well as force majeure, recognition of a force majeure condition. The board policy requires that if the lease can be maintained by any of the other terms, that we maintain it by that instead of force majeure. So since they had the ability to make shut-in payments, the staff has accepted shut-in payments on this. The first shut-in payment is due January 13th, and will maintain the leases for 6 months.